Have you watched some of my videos on purgatory? Are you freaked out? Are you wondering how am I going to avoid purgatory? In today's video, we will talk about three easy ways that you can avoid purgatory. Join me. Before we begin, let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My friends, if you are new to this channel, please subscribe and hit the like button. Please support me in any way that you can. I have different ways down below in the description. And check out my other videos by on your phone clicking videos on my channel, and you can see many other videos from the past so that they may benefit you and your family. Thank you for being here. In my other videos that I have recently posted, especially in this glorious month of November that has just passed, I talked a lot about purgatory and about how demanding it is. Now, there are many ways to avoid purgatory, but most of them are hard. And the basic summary is be holy. Don't sin, do all these other things. But the problem with those ways is they're very difficult. If we were already holy, you probably wouldn't even be watching this channel. You would be somewhere praying and fasting and maybe whipping yourself and crawling on ashes or something like that instead of watching YouTube. We'd already be saints floating and levitating and doing all these things. But that's often not the case, right? So those difficult ways of avoiding purgatory are often not accessible to the regular person. Well, I have three ways that are quite easy, very accessible, and I think Jesus wants us to take advantage of them. He wants us to take advantage of the full power of the church and what it has to offer. So stay tuned for the entire video to hear of these three amazing ways that you can easily avoid purgatory. For the first one, and I would say this is the biggest way, and every person that has a devotion to the Holy Souls should also have a devotion to Divine Mercy. You guessed it. That is absolutely the easiest way to avoid purgatory. Now, there is an awesome acronym by one of the Fathers of Divine Mercy, the Marians of the Immaculate Conception who promote Divine Mercy. The acronym is FINCH, and those are the five aspects of Divine Mercy, but I will give you the easiest part just after that. So if you haven't heard it, FINCH, which stands for the Feast of Divine Mercy, the Image of Divine Mercy, such as you see here, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, the Novena of Divine Mercy, sorry, I flipped them, the Novena of Divine Mercy that we leading up to Divine Mercy Sunday, and then for that H, the Hour of Divine Mercy at 3 p.m. Combining all those things, you can have this amazing devotion to Divine Mercy. So again, the Feast, the Image, the Novena, the Chaplet, and the Hour of Divine Mercy. But I specifically want to talk about the Feast. Now, normally we have what's called in Catholic faith, we call it indulgences, and I speak of them about full and partial scholarships. Now, those have requirements and all these things that must happen for you to obtain them, notwithstanding that you have to be completely detached from sin, which is very difficult. So in certain revelations, Jesus has told saints that most of the time people do not obtain a plenary indulgence because they don't have a full detachment from sin. The Feast of Divine Mercy has no such requirements. I will put right here the link for you to read everything that Jesus has to say in the Diary of Divine Mercy about this feast. He basically requires nothing. And when you read about it, it's almost scandalous and you're wondering, do we need to do anything? The only thing that Jesus says is that on the Feast of Divine Mercy, I desire the soul to celebrate the feast, to go to confession, and to go to communion. That's all that he asks for. And the soul that does this shall receive a complete pardon and of any temporal punishment, of everything, complete pardon. Meaning, if you were to die, you would skip purgatory completely. So all you have to do is, as far as we know, from what he says, on Divine Mercy Sunday, or some days before, go to confession, go to Communion on Divine Mercy Sunday and celebrate the feast, presumably by going to communion. So that's all he says. He makes it so simple. It is so easy. Everyone that has a devotion to the holy souls in purgatory and knows anything about purgatory and the requirements of divine justice must have a devotion to divine mercy. You have to. You'd be crazy not to. Now, a second thing that we can do that is more difficult but easier than some other things. Now, this is a prayer that is not scripted necessarily, but it has been the tradition amongst certain saints for them to ask Jesus to give them their purgatory here on earth. In fact, there was a story that I shared from the book Get Us Out of Here by Maria Sima, where this priest and this nun were talking about asking Jesus to give them their purgatory here on earth. The priest didn't want to because he was scared. The nun wasn't scared and asked for that. And so the priest had to spend much time in purgatory for not trusting in Jesus and for not asking for that. So this is a little bit scarier, but you can say a prayer to Jesus where you say, and you could put it in your own words, Lord Jesus Christ, I trust in you and I ask you to give me my purgatory completely here on earth so that upon my death I can enter heaven directly. I trust that you will give me the grace to receive whatever you send me. Amen. Blessed Mother, help me to be true to this prayer. You could say that prayer or something similar where you're asking for essentially what the prayer asks, for every suffering or whatever trials or everything, so that the day that you die, the second that you die, you are ready. Now, that is easy because you're essentially putting it in Jesus' hands and trusting that he will take care of it. Other devotions and other prayers are more difficult because there's so many things that you have to do and you have to accomplish all these other things. Now, the third easy way to avoid purgatory is called the heroic offering. Now, it has some slightly different names, but I don't remember where I first heard about this, but one of my favorite saints, Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, I know he did that, and I learned about this in different ways, where essentially you make an offering of all your prayers and sacrifices and merits before, during life, and even after you die, that you make an offering of them all for the souls in purgatory, that you will take none of them, that you don't want any merit, you want all your merit to be completely directed towards the souls in purgatory. That is easy because, again, it's like this one-time offering. You're giving it all to Jesus, or perhaps you want to offer it to the Blessed Mother. And the idea is, because of your heroic generosity in giving everything you own, spiritually and materially and everything, for the souls in purgatory, the idea is that when you die, you will not have to go into purgatory because you will have become such a heroic person in doing that. The risk, so to speak, is that you are taking that risk of not receiving any of that merit for yourself. And as Catholics, we know that depending on the merit that we receive, we have, so to speak, a higher place of glory in heaven. Now, I will try to find more details on that heroic offering so that you can learn more about it, and I will perhaps even make another video about it. So, my friends, these three easy ways, now everything is always challenging, but three easy ways for you to avoid purgatory. Divine Mercy Sunday and its promise, by far the easiest. Asking Jesus to send you purgatory here on earth so that when you die, you go straight into heaven. And the heroic offering to Jesus and Mary, everything for the souls in purgatory now and even after your death, and in through that generosity, attaining heaven when you die. My friends, I love you. God bless you. I hope this video was helpful, and I will see you in the next one.